Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, that's 972-834-5936.
Academics, and we want you to be with us, and you're going to have a good time there as well. You know, we have been trying in Cheryl's World to bring you information, to bring you the shows that will get you excited, to get you in the mood to make some things happen in a great way. And so we have a team. We have a team of sisters. I'm talking about Deborah Long Chambers. We have Deborah Brownstone. There's Yvette and Amy. There's Daria and Lady D. And then we go to the movies, which I went to the movies last night, and I saw Django. And guess what? You know, people are talking about how many times you hear the word nigger. But let's call it what it is. It's, you know, those were the sign of the times. Those were the sign of the times, don't you think? That that's what they called us then. So to not have it in there would have been like disingenuous. It would have been like, why are you doing the show? Are we not supposed to have it? You said it's overkill. But is that what Quentin Tarantino, is that what he does? Is that what he actually does? He actually puts on a lot of that blood and guts and over the top, you know, some people say senseless murdering and everything, because it was graphic. It was really, really graphic. But you have to, I'll leave that for Jamil to talk about with you. I'm just glad that you are here with me, and that we can talk and we can share some things with one another. And you know, this has been a long year. I was watching Unsung today and seeing everybody from Teddy Pendergrass to Tina Marie Houdini. And essentially what we're going to do, Deborah's doing her thing. So we're just going to play a little music, and we're just going to let it just, I'm wondering if it's just going to hit. And we're going to play some things. You're going to hear from some people also have their messages. And a person who, you know, it's like they hadn't blown up before, but like they blew up even more in this year, was none other than Steve Harvey.
Everything to me. If it wasn't for God, I never ever would have made it. Well, now that we got that out the way, how y'all doing, y'all bougie? Oh boy, somebody out there say, Steve, why you shooting the special in Newark, New Jersey? Hell, because they love me in Newark like they love me everywhere else. Why not? Y'all love me, I love y'all. That's why we in Newark. This is a good one for me, baby. By round of applause, how many of y'all seeing me live for the first time? Right. All right. Let me tell you a little something. make the necessary adjustments. This ain't the radio show. Oh, I got something on my mind, and tonight my ass gonna say it. Ain't no cussing on the radio, but gonna be a little bit of cussing in here this evening. Oh, man, this radio show actually started in L.A. It's national now, but it started in L.A. I'd have had everybody on the show. Anybody that's anybody that's been on this show right here. One time, I had on the show special guest Michael Clark Duncan. Y'all know Michael Clark? Big dog Michael Clark Duncan played in the Green Mile. And I had Mike on the show one morning, and I didn't know him that well. We had just met a couple of times, so we was cool, but we wasn't really that cool. I didn't know him that well. He had just got an Oscar nomination and an Oscar for his role in Green Mile, playing John Coffey. So I had him on the show, and he was big dude. Just, I'm sitting there interviewing him. I said, "So, Michael, congratulations on your success with the Green Mile and the Oscar and everything. Tell us, what's next for Michael Clark Duncan?"
He said, "Well, if you really want to know, I'm planning on doing a remake of the classic movie, Planet of the Apes."
Now, you seen Michael. Now I'm looking at Michael, and I'm thinking to myself, Michael, no good in hell well, he ain't got no business playing no monkey in no damn movie. This ain't gonna be good for nobody involved. So I didn't know what to do because I was so put back. I didn't say, why is this big ass gonna play a monkey in a damn movie? So I just said, listen, we'll be right back with Mo. We'll see you on Mo Show right after this. So I go over to the telephones and I start taking calls because I don't even want to talk to him. Because I'm so through with this here decision, so I'm picking up the phone and hear all the callers calling in. Steve, you need to say something to Michael. You know this ain't right. He ain't got no business playing no monkey in no movie. Click. Next caller, Steve, you got to talk to Michael. He play a monkey in a movie that's going to set us back 200 years. Click. Steve, you represent black people. You need to say something to Michael. I said, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Is everybody calling in here? That's easy for you to say. Your ass on the phone. You ain't in here with this big black ass. I go over here and say something crazy, this big black ass. He get me in a headlock and start squeezing. Now my little asshole just shoot out across the room. Now my little butthole is over there on the floor quivering. Got steam coming up off of it. That's my butthole. So I ain't the phone up. We come back off commercial break. Now, I don't know what it is about me, but I just got to say whatever I'm feeling. I just can't help it. I'm from the projects. I don't know how to be quiet. And I got something on my mind. See how Harvey going to say. So I came back and I just couldn't help it. I said, we're back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Special guest, Michael Clark Duncan. So tell us, Mike, since you're going to be doing the remake of the classic movie Planet of the Apes, how much are they paying you to be a monkey in the movie?
Michael said, well, I don't normally do this, but since it's you, dog, I'm going to make about $10 million.
You know you ain't got to act that good at that. come to work with a bunch of bananas in my hand, be swinging on cables. $10 million. I paint my whole ass pink. Oh, and don't make me mad.
I'm
gonna tell y'all something else about this radio show. Craziest thing I did was come up with that email bag. Boy, that ain't about me. Steve ain't shit. Oh, Steve, you just lie. I can't stand you. That's what I can't stand. I can't stand you emails. Let me say something to everybody listening to me tonight. If you don't like my radio show, your radio dial go up and it go down. Turn your damn station and quit listening to me. Send me. I got a woman write me every week how much she can't stand me. Well, I got news for you. I ain't that good a Christian yet, so I can't stand your funky ass either. Be just emailing me anything they want to hear. Stuff I don't even ask their opinion on. One morning I was on radio. I was talking about my family. Because, you know, hell, you know, what you want me to do? You know, I'm on that 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. I run out of stuff to talk about. So, damn it, sometime I'm going to talk about my family. So my little boy comes in one day. He's 16. He tell me he won't get some dreadlocks. So I told my boy, he wasn't getting no damn dreadlocks. He said, why? Because I said so. See, I don't need no reasons for my kids. Why you ain't getting no dreadlocks? Because I pay the rent at the house. I make the mortgage and all the house payments. I buy all the clothes on your back. You ain't getting no dreadlocks because, damn it, I'm not going to be looking at your little hair rolled all up in knots every damn day. Now, I ain't got nothing against dreadlocks. I think they're beautiful. But you're an adult, you make that decision. My 16-year-old ain't qualified to make a decision about that that's going to be stuck on his head. He told me what he wanted to do for a living. I don't think I see nobody with dreadlocks doing it. So you ain't getting no damn dreadlocks. Here come the email bag. Steve, I think you're wrong in just showing poor parenting. You're not allowing your child an opportunity to express his pride in his culture and his blackness. Hell, in a lot of ways, express your pride. Hell, make a fist. Go to some meetings or something. Join the NAACP. You ain't getting no damn dreadlocks, though. Well, what did your mother say when you asked her to get a natural? We ain't talking about my mama. We talking about this boy at my house getting some dreadlocks. Now, you and him can kiss my ass. Some damn dreadlocks. My son want to be a lawyer. I said, do you know any lawyers with dreadlocks? Did Johnny Cochran have dreadlocks? Hell, did Perry Mason have dreadlocks? No. You ain't getting no damn dreadlocks. People just email you like you ain't, like you running your house different. When a man step up and be a man and make a rule at his house, how you got a problem with the rule? It just ain't a rule at your house. The kids in here letting kids do it. That's your problem now. You want to be your kids' friends. My kids make all their friends at the school. I'm your daddy. Because me and you keep doing what you want to do, we ain't going to be having no buddy-ass activities in a minute. I'm going to be dead off in your ass. And right after that, here come my other son. He said, Dad, I got a surprise for you. I said, what's that?
when I come in tomorrow from school, I'm going to have a tattoo. I said, yeah, what time you get home? He said, I'll be home about 5:30. I said, cool, 6:30 it'll be gone. Dad, you can't take no tattoo off at home. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. When you bring me, you bring your little arm in here and show me your tattoo, bring a book of matches in here and a sponge. I'm going to show you how you get your little tattoo off. And my son ain't getting a tattoo because, once again, he's 16. He's going to make a decision about something that's going to be stuck on him the rest of his life. And I just don't see it right now. You put some tattoos on you want to when you're paying the rent at your house. And they're the one killed me. They be watching these basketball players get all these tattoos. That's because they in shorts all day. This ignorant mess. All these ball players got basketballs on their arm and slogans and rap songs and the whole album on their arm. Just memorize the damn song and let's move on. What is you putting a script? These ain't even scriptures. Got some crazy mess on your arm. And then we as black people got the nerve to get a tattoo on us in Chinese. What is your black ass doing with some Chinese on you? You can't read Chinese. You don't know what these Chinese people wrote on your black ass. You got jigaboo on your neck. Got black spook going up your leg. You don't know what that is. All this chicken scratch, little houses and tic-tac-toe signs. One girl had some Chinese writing coming up out of her underwear in Chinese. You don't know what that thing is. That thing probably say shit here. But the craziest part of the whole morning show is the strawberry letter. Number one question I get, Steve, do y'all make up them letters? Listen to me. There is no one on my staff that talented. If you could think of this mess, you be a Stephen King novelist somewhere. You can't make this stuff up. These people live so crazy out here. It's like Jerry Springer on the radio. And y'all love the strawberry letter because you know why? It lets you know that no matter how jacked up life has been for you, that your ass is A-OK. Okay, I'm at least I ain't that. One of the ones that came in recently that really just messed me up with this lady had wrote this letter here. She needed some help with her husband because her husband had gained so much weight that he could no longer wipe himself. And she wanted to know, was it her wifely duty to continue wiping him even though she don't want to? Please help me, Steve. Well, you wrote the right man. See, I think a thing through. Ain't nobody woke up one day and just can't wipe themselves. This is a process. This has happened over a period of time. You ain't just wake up in the morning and go, oh, hell. Look at here. My ass done got. This happened over a period of time. See, it became gradually more difficult to do. You didn't need your wife at first. See, at first you came up with some innovative ideas. How can I wipe myself even though it's getting, hard, but I ain't got to bring nobody into this? I would imagine that there was a period of time where he wrapping toilet tissue around his thumb till it looked like a little snow cone. And then just using the tip. Maybe that's what it did. Maybe that quit working after a few more months and he just started breaking off the whole roll.
He was going through 6-7 rolls of toilet tissue in 1 6. I don't know. I would imagine after that quit working on the way to the bathroom. Maybe just reach over and grab a roll of paper towel. That's about that long. That'll give me some few more inches. And inside that, I eventually probably got down to Christmas gift paper.
See, it's funny, though, man. When I say I'm saying, you know, people... I see people, I heard you, I don't care what you heard me say. You said something I didn't hear, though. See, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
See, but once again, it's this fame thing that makes it hard.
Right.
Because, see, my life is under a microscope. I get sick of that sometimes.
Yeah.
People don't understand how that is, man, to have your life dissected by people who don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the internet has become this place for evil to dwell.
Right.
You understand? People who blog and who have no sense of reality, they just blog about you, don't even know you. I got kids, man, that be reading stuff that ain't true about their father.
I know.
You understand? I know you know, because they people just blog. And but you got to have some God, man. You got to have a piece of you that holds you when all of it's bad. I give God all the credit for my existence, man, for everything that I've ever become, because people don't know. See, you got to let people that's in the secular music world, you got to let them come to your church and just sing a number.
Yeah.
You know, man,
yeah.
You got to invite them and let them sit there and just wear what they're going to wear,
right,
and act like they're going to act.
Mm-hmm.
So if they standing up and the song is playing,
mm-hmm,
and the dude popping their finger, man, just let him pop his finger. He got God in him, too. Because it's something just be screaming in all of us.
Right.
But we got to have, from the church community, an open way to go and get over there. Because you ain't just been over there, you know, the whole time. What about the dude, man, that's real borderline? You know, that brother right there, man. That's what I try to remember, man. That, and at any given moment, any one of us can make a mistake. You know, it may not make the same mistake I make, but you're going to make a mistake.
Yeah.
And but ain't God forgiven, though, man?
Yes, it is.
Ain't he, this thing called grace and mercy that my mother used to talk about all the time. It's all I got sometimes. Because when you be out there, man, people don't know when you ain't got nobody. People don't know what it's like when you ain't got nobody to tell it to. See, I can't go sit with nobody that know what I'm feeling sometimes. And none of my friends ain't famous. My real friends is regular cats.
Right.
I can't tell them what I feel like sometimes. They ain't got no information for me. You know, I had to try to catch you on the phone, catch Bishop Jakes. But he be busy, man. You understand? Y'all got people at y'all, man, all the time.
Right.
So a cat like me, man, you be trying to hold it together yourself. People don't know how it feel. And then, man, when you try to go over there to somebody supposed to be a Christian, and then all of a sudden you get this old looking down your nose at me. Because I done made a mistake. Hey, man, who is you, though? All I'm telling you is today, right now, I'm going through something. I'm having some trouble. I just need you, man, to hear what I'm saying. But people, man, they've been up on a horse, and they ride it so high, you feel like you can't go over there. And then the church is ineffective like that.
Right.
And that's what I wish was different. Because I know a lot of cats, man, that's in this world that I'm in. You know, we love God just like you love him. But our livelihood is made another kind of way.
Right.
It don't make it wrong. You know, Whitney Houston can sing. Patti LaBelle can sing. You think Patti LaBelle don't know God? Sit down and have a conversation with her. But she sang in another world, man.
And when Patty going through it, she feel the same way. When Gladys Knight going through it, I be talking to all these people. Lionel Richie, I had some conversation with Frank and Beverly. I done had some conversation with some people, man, that know something about some God. If they didn't know God, there's no way they would be elevated in the business the way they are. You know, everybody can't be the pastor, and everybody can't be on the deacon board, man. Somebody love God got to be a superstar singer or something. Somebody love God got to be the president. Somebody love God got to be something else, man. I just wish that the community was more together. And this ain't finna change nothing what I'm saying, probably, but I'm just saying. You the one told me backstage we's in 40 billion countries or all this here. What, how many?
40 billion. No, about 2 billion viewers. About 2 billion viewers.
See, I ain't never had 2 billion people watch me do nothing. So now I'm sitting up in here crying. That don't make no sense.
Well, that's good. Well, I'll tell you how the kids found out. Because, see, when Big Boy Fat Ass was in there, you know, when it's time, he can't just get up and come out in the hallway. He got to call you. Fat Ass! Fat Ass! After a while, the kids and got here. Mama, time for you to go in there and wipe, Daddy. Because when she in there, ain't nothing quiet going on. Ain't no woman in this room going to walk in there and quietly wipe your behind. Oh, you're going to see some conversation. You big, nasty, black bastard. Lean your fuck ass over this tub. Trying to set up in here and then just then shit it all over yourself. Look at you, you big... Now, what has you been eating? What did you have, Clarence? What have I told you? Oh, these neck bones. You just been in here with these neck. So now, just looking at the ladies' faces in this room right here, I'm assuming y'all ain't gonna write this letter. Because by the looks on your face, you ain't wiping nobody's ass. You ain't sick. You ain't no invalid. You ain't my mama. So now, I started thinking, since you wrote Steve, let me help you out. There's got to be some ways somebody can wipe your ass, but it ain't gonna be me. So I've been thinking. I'm assuming if you done got that big, you probably can't walk that good either. So you probably got a cane somewhere. Here's suggestion number one. Take your cane, get you a sponge, duct tape a sponge on the end of your cane, and while you sitting there, dip it in the water and wash your ass. Somebody gonna wipe your ass, but it ain't gonna be me. I don't give a damn if you got to get up and use the corner or the bathroom door and lean your ass on that door sill and slide. Somebody's gonna wipe your ass, but it ain't gonna be me. I don't give a damn if we got to have a little room off to the side that's got a twin bed in it. We ain't gonna put no bedspread on it or nothing. Just have a little twin mattress in that room. You get through using the bathroom, open that door and close it, and sit your fat behind on the edge of that mattress and just wipe. Somebody go wipe your ass, but it ain't gonna be me. I don't give a damn if you gotta start shitting down at the gas station. You come out of there, ask the man for a token, go over to that car wash, put your token in, hit that button that say undercarriage, press it and stand there. Get down to the end where that wind blow the water off the windshield and open your ass and let it blow dry. Somebody gonna wipe your ass, but it ain't gonna be me. I don't give a damn if you go outside and use the sprinkler system. You know that one? You don't want to go around like this. Down and wait on it. Then when it comes, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Time it. Time it.
Other thing be tripping me out is the news. You know how you hear a news story and you really want to say what you really want to say, but you can't because you at work, your boss listening, supervisor, white people listening, can't just fire off how you feel. I've been wanting to say, it's like when that Michael Vick story came out. You talk about something that really, really pissed me off. But you know, I got sponsors. So you know, I got to try to say the Christian thing. He shouldn't have killed the dogs. The whole dogs. Man, hold up. You trying to tell me a man got to go to jail that long for killing some dogs? Let me share something with you. Sean Bale got killed in New York City by three police officers. Kill a black man, everybody go home. You kill a dog, and your ass got to go to jail. Now, something is wrong with this right here. Something is wrong with this right here. That's why what I really want to say, man, fuck them dogs. Let his ass play. That's really what I want to say. Sitting up in here trying to justify this mess with me. See, I be paying attention to stuff. It's just some stories out there where you just go, you know they ain't got nothing to do with black folks. Some news stories is just, well, white stories. You ain't got to run around the corner to look at the TV screen to know who it's about. You can hear that this ain't got nothing to do with us. And when white people get bad news, they don't know how to handle it. I want to share with them how to handle bad news because, see, we used to it. We get bad news all the time. Two people robbed liquor store, three people dead. Details at 11. We ain't got to be there for 11, damn it, that's us. And ain't nobody else got no liquor store. We the only ones got liquor stores, so that's probably going to be us. But it's some stories, when you hear them, you know we ain't in this story at all. You been following this story about these polygamists? That is so not a black story right there. A polygamist. A man got more than one wife. Fellas, you sitting next to her right now. Go home this evening and tell this crazy heifer you sitting next to. You finna bring 4 or 5 more of them to the house tomorrow. And see how long you can run this story over. This story, you can roll the credits. You ain't got to look for no details at 11. You and them helpers going to get killed. Go get them. When they coming, what time they going to be here? Bring them on. I'd love to meet them. Go get them, please. Don't let your wife make you think this is cool. Polygamous. This has got to be a white story. I've been married before. Why would you want 8 more of them? You know the hell you catching right now with one? Now you got 8 of them talking to you? Where were you last night? Who house was you?
Oh, Steve Harvey. Yes, that's Steve Harvey, and he did it big in 2012, so we know that 2013 is going to even be bigger and better for him. You're listening to Cheryl's World on this beautiful, beautiful Monday night, the last Monday of 2012. 2012 was hard for some people, and I do understand, you know, how they feel. I really do understand how some people are just like, I'm so glad this year is coming to an end, because it really, really, really was a rough one. And we got to try to get through things. When I introduced somebody to you and we were able to share them right here, and that is the one and only Amar.
Brothers say I'd ever seen roses pale, convey it to me. My heart lingered in his touch when God made me blush. wore the suits I wore then dressed. I tried not to seem impressed. You held me close, I felt a rush. And your voice made me blush. Your colors made the perfect shade. He knows just what he does. His voice will always charm and wear. He always makes me blush. Sun fades in the violet haze. Stars coming out to play. And underneath the willow shade, we walk the night to blush. He colors me the perfect shade. He knows just what he does. His voice will always charm and wear. He always makes me blush.
No more fighting left. thinking to rise no more, searching for that open door.
Thank you. There's no one there. My friend, Sharing our precious love together. Welcome to my dream. Thank you.
That's right. We're winding down 2012. And, you know, this is a time of reflection because some people do it and some people don't. Are you thinking about what was special about this year and thinking about how you can make next year special too? That would be nice. That would be a good thing. Or are you just riding by the seat of your pants? Are you just happy to be wherever you are and you're just going to let things, you're just going to enjoy the ride and go where the ride takes you? Good question. Good question. I would say that it would be good to do some planning. To do some planning. I would say that that would be really great if you did some planning. And that's what I do, and that's what I'm encouraging. I'm trying to tell Anya to do that because she's 17. She don't realize the whole world is ahead of her. And routine, 42. And, you know, there's a song. I want to play something by Marvin Gaye, but I think I'm going to have to play Willie Hutch first and then go out exactly on this. So let's make things happen, and I choose you, and I hope you'll choose me in 2013, and we'll make more than just beautiful music together. And I thank you for being here with me, and make this world a better place. We can do it together.
Oh, she's the kind of woman. Thank you. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.